Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals' love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. Whether it's a fresh coconut juice, a delicious bowl of poke or a sweet Mai Tai on the beach, there are certainly stereotypes of Hawaiian food. And with its curious location in the middle of the Pacific between the US and Asia, the cuisine of this archipelago takes a lot of influence from each of its faraway neighbors. To get an insight into what traditional Hawaiian food really consists of, Robert Bound heads out to lunch with local food writer Martha Cheng. They dine in Helena's, a traditional Hawaiian canteen that is a local institution in Honolulu.
I'm Martha Cheng. I'm a food writer in Honolulu.
Martha, we just had a delicious meal here at Helena's Hawaiian Food. It lives up to its name. That's exactly what it is. Some people won't know what that is, though, because this is obviously traditional stuff. This is kind of going back into some of the mists of time with Hawaiian food. Tell us maybe some of the things we've just eaten, the derivation of some of these things.
So we had poi, which was a staple of the native Hawaiian diet, and a lot of people do still eat it now. Kind of it's starchy, it's mashed taro, thinned down. We also had the pipikaua, which Helena's is super famous for because they take short ribs and they hang them over the stove so they dry out a little bit and then they fry them. That is definitely a derivation that was kind of the influence of when cowboys came over to manage the wild cattle populations, and they made beef jerky out of the wild cattle. We had chicken long rice, which was also an influence from the Chinese. And then the kula pig is traditionally it's a whole pig that's buried in an emu or a pit, underground pit, and cooked. And so it's kind of like until it all falls off of the bone and it's shredded. The haupia.
Yeah.
The haupia, which is kind of like a coconut pudding or jello for dessert.
And the idea, the name of Hawaiian food might strike most people as kind of people will be able to name poke. Maybe there's a poke restaurant on their street. It's obviously very much a kind of food stuff in fashion right now. But you've written about food. You've obviously got an interest in food, tracing it back to its roots, to its ancestry, kind of tracing these things as you just talked us through some of the Hawaiian dishes. What was the food like when you first moved here a decade or so ago? I mean, the standard quality of stuff, and also Honolulu's understanding of its own cuisine.
So Helena's and other places like this have been around since they've been in business for 70
years. 70 years of award-winning food service.
Wow.
Does that mean they won their first award 70 years ago?
No, I think they just mean they've been in business for 70 years. So yeah, I think a lot of these places started around the 50s when Hawaii was just trying to build an identity because it had all these immigrants from all these different countries that were brought in as laborers on the sugar plantations. So you had the Japanese, Chinese, Portuguese, Filipinos, and it's kind of all just melded into this cuisine. And so Helen, who actually started Helena's, is Chinese, but she added an A to the end of her name because of to make it sound more Hawaiian, quote Hawaiian. But I think it was also at that time when she started it, like this kind of food wasn't, no one really ate it out in a restaurant because they didn't think it was worth making, kind of, you know, it wasn't worth making a restaurant around it. That was the reason why she did it, because she started out with made other items on her menu, like Chinese things, American things, but there's already so much of that, but no one was really doing Hawaiian food. And so fast forward like 70 years later, like people are really embracing now, not just embracing the traditions and the culture of the native Hawaiians, but also, and not just in food, but also like in design and in the celestial navigation for the Hokulea. There's like this really a resurgence in pride of what Hawaii offers.
It's a funny thing. It's interesting that Helena is Helen with an A added to sound more Hawaiian, right?
Yeah.
It's often an outsider, as it were, that will see the quality of an indigenous or a local cuisine or work of art or whatever it might be, and kind of almost sell it back to the locals, right? It's a funny thing. I mean, that happens in food quite a lot, I think.
Yeah, it does. And I guess you could call it appropriation, And I do think it's complicated in Hawaii, and I don't know all the details, but I think generally also, though, the people who would have made it, the Native Hawaiians, weren't necessarily business people, right? So they wouldn't have thought to. But at that time, too, also, it was, the culture was really being suppressed. Like, people were ashamed of being Hawaiian. The language almost died out because it wasn't being spoken anymore. So the 70s is when we had the Hawaiian Renaissance. And then, but now in modern days, I think it's kind of just come up to a new level, like really embracing it and adding modern touches to it. So, and also reclaiming. I mean, this place has been around for 70 years, but this is like the most popular it's ever been, right?
That was food writer Martha Cheng in conversation with Monocle's Robert Bound. This has been episode number 138 of Food Neighborhoods. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.